Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Jay Singer, who is the Group Head of Commercial Products for MasterCard, and Andrea Levere, who is President of CFED, an organization that's focused on creating economic opportunity for individuals and small businesses. So, Jay and Andrea, welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Andrea.
So, we're here because it's National Small Business Week, which is a really phenomenal opportunity to recognize the contributions of small business to economic development and growth here in the United States and around the world. So I thought we could talk a little bit about that, but in the context of some research that the two of you have actually embarked upon that I think lends itself to some really interesting insights. So let's get into it. I think it's probably fair to say that many small and medium-sized businesses often turn to credit cards to help get their businesses started and, in fact, to provide working capital along the way. Is that typical in what you see as well? Jay, I'll start with you, and then Andrea, I'll let you chime in as well. But is that the case as far as you are observing, Jay, from the businesses that you see and the issuers that you support?
Yes. I think, Karen, the issuers, the environments that we deal in today, small businesses are looking at all types of financing options, right? Generally, they're looking at personal savings, loans from family, friends. But, cards are an important aspect of how they can get started and how they can operate their businesses. Helps in, as you say, with working capital, cash flow, control, just the general convenience of utilizing cards is an important factor as well. There are different types of cards. We have business cards, but we also have, people use small, their personal cards. When we talk about micro businesses, we definitely see the blending between, the personal and the business expenses, that they're really inextricably tied together and, essentially, very often that small business or micro business is using a personal card for their expenses as well. So we look at that, and we definitely see the linkage between, where cards play a role for the small businesses and an important factor in helping them run and operate their companies.
Andrea, I'm sure you probably see a lot of this as well from the people that you deal with. What are you seeing and hearing from those who are on the front lines?
Well, we had the unique opportunity to conduct a study with support from MasterCard of over 700 of micro businesses around the United States. And those are typically defined as businesses with 10 or fewer employees. So you can imagine just within that group, there's a large range in terms of age and size. And we found a host of interesting outcomes. When we're looking at credit and the use of credit, when we looked at all of these business owners, we found that only about 1 in 3 used credit of any kind. And I think there's many issues we can tease out in terms of what happened with the Great Recession in terms of access to credit and the ability of business owners to qualify. And then we saw that of those business owners that did have access to credit, over half, 54%, were using credit cards for some use or other. And then, and this really builds on Jay's point, there was a fascinating pattern in terms of when a business owner begins using personal credit and then the steps they take to then using business credit and creating a credit history for the business itself. And within that, we have a larger picture of how do they develop the financial and credit history to then make that evolution.
That's a really fascinating insight, a series of insights that I'd like to really explore a little bit more with both of you. So let's start with the use of credit cards as a method of financing business? Is it because these small businesses aren't looking for other ways to get credit, or are they just not able to get any other form of credit? Jay, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I think it's going to be generally the latter there. I think that the small businesses themselves have, you know, they've gone out to their family and friends first. They've tried to see if they can finance, and really the realization that that credit card can help them either kickstart or just originate their business, help them sort of manage that day-to-day. You know, and I think it's an important point that Andrea raised that, you know, we think that small businesses are so dependent on cards. It's not really a dependency. I think the facts on the research is that, you know, 54% of them use cards. So that means 46% of them are not using cards at all. But those 54% that are using cards, they, you know, they have the opportunity to leverage that to get the values of what a credit card can do for them and helping them run their business, you know, in terms of managing that cash flow and really the control aspect of what a card can do for them. You know, it's really a simple and easy way to make purchases and really spread repayments over time. So it helps them with that day-to-day, that transactional type of engagement with their business. At the same time, it helps them with that longer-term management view.
Andrew, you mentioned something in your third point about financial education, the ability to give these small business, micro business owners the chance to understand how to better utilize these tools. Tell me a little bit about how you think that plays into this whole portfolio of credit card use and the important role that it plays in helping small businesses grow.
Thank you. I spent the first decade of my career doing small business finance. And one of the things I learned very early is virtually nobody goes into small businesses because they love finance. But it's something, particularly if you get through that startup period, if you don't understand how money flows through your businesses, and if you don't understand how best to match sources and uses of funds, you're not going to be successful. Mm-hmm. And there are two little sources of advice and counsel around this to really help business owners. So if we go back to Jay's point in terms of what the main use of credit cards has been in our study, is that it was really a vital tool to help to manage cash flow challenges. And that use of cash flow is an interesting point because in the last 30 years that I've been doing this work, what we've seen is the growth of an alternative financial services business, right, from payday lenders to check cashers to others, that are providing short-term credit at rates up to 450%. So suddenly a credit card is a very high-quality tool that really can help in a realistic time frame and cost to help you manage these cash flow problems. And one of the key issues here is that we saw this cash flow management and the timing of payments and expenses to cut across businesses at all sizes and all ages. It wasn't just early stage companies. So the piece of this that we really see is how do we use these tools and also teach business owners, because you learn when you need to, right? That is what we've discovered with business owners. When I used to teach business owners how to read their own financial statements, I found I would teach them what a day's receivable was and show them with a simple equation how that turned into cash. That was the biggest motivator for changing how they collected their bills I'd ever seen in my life.
Wow.
So we discovered this with children and adults, that just having financial education in isolation may be helpful, but it really matters in the context of your day-to-day operations. And I think financial service companies understand this because they want their customers to use the tools in the right way.
So that's a great segue into something else I wanted to touch on, and that is how the use of financial products differs across the types of businesses. So you defined micro business as any business with 10 or fewer employees. And certainly, you know, that's a category of business, and within that category of business, there are those that are just starting, and then those that are that size but have been around for a while. What are you seeing about the way in which credit card products in particular are being used by these businesses at different stages and phases of their growth, Jay?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. First of all, I mean, the thought that small and micro businesses, they're really the lifeblood of the community. And, you know, what we want to make sure of and what we're constantly striving for at MasterCard is to create solutions that really give these small micro businesses the access, the solution set that large businesses have long taken for granted, right? So the whole idea here is, you know, big companies, even companies like such as MasterCard, have access to solutions to help book travel or to buy goods at discounts, get, you know, real good, you know, negotiated discount terms, reporting tools that bring clarity and efficiency into the frame. What we've tried to do is actually develop solutions that are really targeted at the small and micro segments. And really what that means is, how do we package and create a set of solutions that provide value? So we have solutions for micro businesses and small businesses such as savings programs, you know, always-on savings programs like our Easy Savings platform. So those who have a MasterCard, you know, business card product have savings at over 50,000 locations around the country in areas where they use and spend on a card. It could be at fuel stations. It could be at restaurants. It could be for office supplies or software operational things for their business. So that's one of the examples. You know, as a business gets a little larger, perhaps they have a need for, you know, maybe true purchasing power against that of a large company. And we see that within our MasterCard business network, which, you know, provides access to about a million SKUs of different items that small businesses buy every day at incredible discounts. But it also provides a travel booking engine that sort of competes with what big companies use, gives you the ability to manage travel for your small businesses, putting rules and parameters in place. Control is a big theme here. And then along that line, we have other solutions that enable small businesses to give cards to their employees, but have put certain controls on those cards to limit when those cards can be used, what types of items they can be used for, dollar amounts that they can be limited for, to give control to a small business owner, but at the same time, the convenience of having their employees have a card to use for the good of the program. It's those kind of solutions that we try to bundle and add to MasterCard business cards to create more value. You know, to the point that Andrea said earlier, what we want to do is make it easy and simple for small businesses to manage their finances. Let them focus on the business passion. Let them focus on why, you know, what is motivating them and driving them. It's not the financial aspect of managing the business. It's the passion that has driven them to own and operate a business.
So I'm curious, Andrea, and I'd like to start with you on this one, since it sounds like you really see lots of these small business owners on a regular basis and have gone out and surveyed 700 of them recently. Do you think that the challenges that this group of businesses are facing today are different than they were, say, a decade or so ago?
Well, there's, I think, two issues here. One is obviously the impact of the recession and what that did about credit. And I think that's very important to look at because it's still shaping the environment. And in the case of MasterCard, it's leading to do some very creative things, which we see also in other places in the marketplace. The Secretary of the Treasury, Jack Lew, recently spoke that 8,000 small business loans are denied every day, Wow. And only 16% of small business loans are approved annually. So we still have in this country a real issue for small business credit. That being said, we have to look at it in the context of what can financial institutions do just by themselves, and then what does the business owner need to do in partnership? And that's why I love what Jay said about the issue of saving. If there's anything we've discovered since the Great Recession, is how critical it is to have savings to really build the financial strength that both a household and a business needs. In our survey, we found that 55% of the businesses had 1 month or less of savings, and 30% had no savings at all.
Wow.
And adding to this, you know, we've had enormous insights, I'm sure you've talked about this often, in behavioral science and behavioral economics about how we build products that actually work much more effectively in terms of how we all behave, which, mm-hmm. despite our great beliefs, is not so rational all the time. So as Jay described, creating products that have, I'd like to use the word, guardrails on them that allow you to do a set of transactions without allowing you to get into trouble, which you kind of do the same thing around overdraft, not always because you want to, but just because you don't have the knowledge or the information of how cash is coming in and out of your account, is one of the most positive developments that I've seen in the marketplace. And the reason why this is so critical is the other huge change in financial services is how technology has transformed everything
right.
that we think about. And there's been a lot of great things about technology, but there's been a lot of really, really risky and dangerous things, as we've seen with the foreclosure crisis. And so we need to have both the product design and the regulatory environment that offers protection so that we use these products in the right way. So we really have an interesting combination of the macroeconomic environment, the broader technology changes that change us every day, and then the realities of what it takes to manage a business and to manage a business in a marketplace that's increasingly competitive.
Well, you raise a number of very, very interesting points about the intersection of what people have to do today to keep their businesses alive and how technology can really enable that and really generate a lot of innovative opportunities to fill those gaps. Let's kind of close out where we started. And one of the statistics that you cited early on was that over 54% use credit cards, but then that means 46% do not. 8,000 loans are declined every day. What should small businesses do in the absence of getting access to credit? Is there anything they can do, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, I think the not getting access to credit is obviously it's an issue in the small business environment. You know, when we do part of the survey that Andrea spoke to earlier, you know, financing was deemed to be only a major problem by small businesses. Only about 4% of small businesses or micro businesses identify financing as the major problem that they had. So I think financing is important and it's critical, but it is not the only issue that faces small businesses. But to get access to credit, you know, it is a challenge. So we're constantly looking at, you know, as a technology company, candidly, we're constantly looking at ways that we can help the banks make better decisions, pull in different data and information. And, you know, there are some alternative lenders in the space that bring some different views from a technology perspective. And we're looking at partnerships with some of those folks, like the likes of Cabbage, you know, Fundbox and OnDeck. These alternative lenders bring different scoring models. They bring different evaluatory criteria to the table for the banks as which to improve the offer of credit. And, you know, those are capabilities that we're focusing on. Another area that we're also focusing on is helping the helping small businesses accept cards. And really why this is important, if they can accept cards, there's a guaranteed flow of revenue into that small business that can be tracked and traced, that can help a bank make a decision on extending credit. And we have capabilities through our simplified commerce capabilities that bring acceptance, credit card acceptance, to a small business. And, you know, those are some of the things that we're looking at, some of the things that we try to communicate out to the small business community as options to help them look at, getting some form of financing.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. Getting cash flow, accelerating cash flow is often extremely important, and some of the things that you mentioned can really help a small business do that. So, Andrea, you have the last word. What is your advice, not just for small businesses, but really for those that enable small businesses to avail themselves of these financial services products?
So I'm going to start where Jay started. Your credit score is your passport into the economy. And the methods by which we are calculating and using credit scores need to be reinvented in many ways. So one of the exciting things is that we have people in the nonprofit, private, and public sector all looking at ways that we can begin to track and collect data, because that's our huge advantage today, to really create a broader, more nuanced picture of what the credit strength of an entrepreneur and a business is. So I do think that is one incredibly important part of the puzzle. Number two, it's partnership with all sorts of different organizations and companies, just like Jay described. So we have a lot of creativity, you know, ranging from lending circles that CFPB supports to bring folks with no credit score into the financial mainstream. And then, you know, they can't be a bank customer to begin with, but you can build and credit over time. And then online models that are also responsible models of offering credit. And then the last piece is that we need to continue to link savings and credit. Because the most important line that I learned in business school that I keep every day is, how do we match our sources and uses of funds? And there's a huge piece of a business that requires equity. And as we said earlier, the equity for most companies comes from family and friends. But if you are not part of networks that have that those resources, you start behind the eight ball. So how do we help everyone build those kind of savings that can strengthen their business?
Well, Andrea and Jay, this has been a fascinating discussion of small business and access to credit and some of the really interesting things that you, MasterCard, are doing to enable that. And you, Andrea, with what your organization is bringing forward in terms of information about what needs to be done, should be our focus. So really enjoyed speaking with you today, and happy Small Business Week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.